While they waited for Ari, Tanya and Aaron looked at the other exhibits. One team had made a model of the solar system. Next to it was a working ant farm. A colony of ants busily moved up and down. Another exhibit was a collection of rocks and minerals, such as quartz, obsidian, and talc. The remaining exhibit was a 4-inch square solar panel that lit a small flashlight bulb. "Where's your exhibit?" Ms. Thomas asked them. "We're waiting for Ari to get here with the rest of it," Aaron said. "Hope he gets here soon," Ms. Thomas said. "I'm opening the door for the visiting classes in a few minutes." At that moment, Ari arrived out of breath. He took the model out of the crate. Chapter 4. Prizes and Surprises. There was a moment of suspense. Tanya took out the water clock and fitted into the back of the tower model. It fit perfectly. "I'm glad everyone is ready," Ms. Thomas said, opening the door to the science room. There was a line of students waiting outside. They all rushed in. Ms. Thomas and Mr. Showalter, another science teacher, went around and examined all the exhibits. The room was crowded. Each team was explaining their exhibits. The water clock attracted a lot of attention.
"We're sure to win the prize," Tanya whispered.
At 3 o'clock, Ms. Thomas called for silence.
"The first prize goes to the solar system."